This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour already of the Jesse Kelly Show. The show goes by too fast. Goes by way too fast, especially when you're really, really
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? You have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course!
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
All right. Anyway, enough of that. I promised we were going to talk a little bit about affirmative action before I get back to the emails and the phones and everything else. Because somebody said something that really hit home for me. You see, there's a member of Congress. She routinely says things that, well, kind of sound like this.
Held an AR-15 in my hand. I wish I had it. It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving. And the bullet that is utilized, a 50 caliber, these kinds of bullets, need to be licensed and do not need to be on the streets.
AR-15 that shoots 50 caliber bullets. All right. Her name is Sheila Jackson Lee. And she said something, and it really hit home for me, and it shocked me.
The very wrong-headed decision that was made by the United States Supreme Court on the question of affirmative action. But I rise today as a clear recipient of affirmative action.
Sheila, we know. You went to Yale. Sheila Jackson Lee, you know how we've talked about maybe doing a contest because we don't want to do the hottest one again, maybe do the dumbest member of Congress. One of the reasons that we've delayed that is how do you put anybody above Sheila Jackson Lee? Even Hank Johnson, the guy who said Guam's going to tip over. Sheila Jackson Lee, that was, Chris dug up that Sheila Jackson Lee comment. It took him half a second. He's got 20 dug up. That she's just the dumbest human being on the face of the planet. And yet she went to Yale. And so, Sheila, I just want to let you know, just a heads up, just from me to you, I just want to let you know, you don't have to drop stunners like this on anybody.
The very wrong-headed decision that was made by the United States Supreme Court on the question of affirmative action. But I rise today as a clear recipient of affirmative.
Yes, you are a crystal clear recipient. In fact, they should make a monument to Sheila Jackson Lee and call it the Affirmative Action Monument, because Sheila, without affirmative action, God only knows what you would be doing. Who knows? But it would not be a member of Congress. I promise you that. And you never would have been allowed to drive by the campus of Yale. That moron. Mary in Idaho, go.
Jesse, did anyone ask the people of Huntsville, Alabama, if they want the FBI there? Because if all those people moving there might make it really hard to get a ticket to a Trash Pandas game, which is probably more appropriate once the FBI moves there. And also, point two, can you open a Jesse Burger chain? Because In-N-Out sucks.
Whoa, hold on. In-N-Out Burger is incredible. Mary just besmirched In-N-Out. Chris, you've had it. Michael, you've had it. You guys have had it. Chris, you don't like it? Why? What do you mean it's trash? It's the burger patties are never even frozen. Oh, my gosh. Okay, there's not. You know why you think there's no seasoning, Chris? It's the same reason why Mary trashes In-N-Out. Because it's not a Jesse Kelly burger. It can't. Look, once. No, listen, Chris. Once you've been to the mountaintop, once you've crested Everest, what is a little foothill going to do for you? Nothing whatsoever. Once you've eaten a Jesse Kelly burger, it's not like, I'm not going to blaspheme and say that it's heaven, but it's as close as you can get while still on this planet. And so all other burgers will be disappointing now. And I know people are going to roll their eyes and think I'm just being ridiculous. I don't hardly ever order cheeseburgers in restaurants now. Why would I go out for burgers when I have my burgers at home? I think that's how that saying goes. Either way, it's true. It's all 100% true. Dave, Ohio, go.
Yes. You should have replaced Rush Limbaugh. Those two guys that are doing it now, Buck and Clay, they're good. But I'm tired of hearing about their vacations and everything else. And I get information from you that's pertinent to what's happening in this world. I am tired of this swamp or people that are doing stuff that all I get from them is lip service.
Listen, those are my friends, and they do an incredible show. Marcus, Colorado, go.
Hey, Jesse, I'm glad I got through with you. Hey, my son just got done with an Israel trip for a week. He said it was awesome,
yes.
And he actually sent you an email with a picture. I was just wondering if you got it.
Most definitely got it, and thank him for it. I told you, look, you email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. They go to Chris. Chris prints them off for me, and I read them. I read them. If it's 10 pages long, he's just going to throw it away. So don't do that. Don't be a crazy person. But you send me an email, Chris is going to print it, and I read it. Period. I'm not going to respond. I get way too many, but I read it. Now, in case you're worried about the Biden administration jumping all over the important issues, Dome put out a statement today, and she said the majority of domestic flights do not have accessible bathrooms. This is absolutely unacceptable. Our administration will soon announce a solution to help end this inequity. Okay. Joe Biden has routinely given speeches talking about junk fees. Dome is now out there talking about accessible bathrooms on the plane, which I don't know why. I've been on a lot of planes. The bathroom was always accessible. Maybe not the roomiest thing in the history of mankind, but it was always accessible. So what are you seeing here? What are they talking about? Well, what else are they going to talk about? That's what you're seeing. You're seeing a desperate, truly desperate administration. You want to feel good about something? I think this is a cool thing, even though it might end up with President Gavin Newsom. But I think this is a cool thing. Then we'll get back to your calls, 877-377-4373. Did you know something right now? That two of the people you despise are not having a good night, not having a good week, not having a good month. You know how stressed Joe Biden is right now, even though he's half brain dead? Think about this. Joe Biden gets selected as president. So they install Joe Biden as president of the United States. That's obviously a really lofty thing. They're going to make you a library one day. Your portrait's going to be hanging in the White House one day. Oh, well, President Biden. And then the media will rehab his image and act like he was just some kindly old man. We all know that stuff's coming. However, I've been told this by several people who have worked in White House administrations. The level of stress and panic that sets in the White House towards the end of the first term, when it looks like you're so bad you might not get a second term, it's palpable. And that is something that doesn't really make a lot of sense to me or you, because we're not president of the United States. But I guess when you really think about it, you finally made it to the mountaintop. You made it to the mountaintop. You're president of the United States. You've only got to win one election, and most presidents do. Remember, most presidents, the vast majority of presidents, get reelected. If you do such a bad job for the first 4 years that you're the guy who doesn't, you go from being mountaintop guy to being the guy who kind of wishes he'd never made it at all. Look, you know who Jimmy Carter is. I know who Jimmy Carter is. So that's worth something, right? The notoriety, we know the name. But let me ask you something. What do you think about Jimmy Carter? This, Chris just did it involuntarily. We all do. As soon as I said the name, you know what he did? Everyone does it. Kind of that smirk, scoff, laugh. Jimmy Carter, one-term president, thought of still to this day. I wasn't even alive while he was president. Still thought of to this day as a punchline, an idiot, a guy who couldn't quite handle the job, a guy who didn't measure up. And right now, as we sit here, as you're listening to the sound of my voice, Joe Biden has those thoughts going through his head. Granted, they're going through a lot slower and he's going to forget them, but he has those thoughts going through his head. That's what Joe Mumbles is going through right now. Think about that. All right. 877-377-4373. We'll talk about Harvard's whiteness, some emails, inflation. I get to a couple more of these phone calls. Let's get to income. Money. What do we do with our money? Talk about this all the time. What do we do with our money? Jesse, what do we do with our money? Look, I only believe in things, especially when everything around me is chaotic. I believe in stability. I've always believed that. I hunker down and I believe in stability. What do I buy when everything's nutso? I buy things you can touch and feel. Precious metals, land, real estate. You should, with your extra money, with the money you're saving for your retirement right now, whatever you're doing with it, you should be buying things you can touch and feel. Real estate. Start with one home. One home. That will turn into two. The boys at Done For You Real Estate, they will take care of you. Two will turn into three. One day, they have a goal for you of 10. Seems crazy right now, right? Ridiculous. You could never do that. No, you're right. On your own, you couldn't. But with Done For You Real Estate, you can. That's an attainable goal. Whatever you do for a living. Want to know how? Man, I trust them. I'm telling you right now, you can trust these guys. These are just some of the most genuine people. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out how. Doneforyoujesse.com. That's where your money should go, all right? All right. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Bo in Houston, go.
Yeah, about AI, why doesn't Musk and Trump program the things and we don't have any more problems worldwide?
How would that solve our problems?
Yes. No more corruption. Everything would be great. No more FBI. Everything is controlled by AI.
No, all that was stupid. Brian, South Carolina, go.
Hey, Jesse, I heard your talk about pro wrestling, so here's the deal. We're about pretty similar age, and I grew up watching Macho Man and all that.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, brother, looking at everything so fake now with Trump, he spoke everything so fake. I'm here to tell you that, like me, you can become a born-again wrestling fan, because in the last couple of years, I had become wild about that stuff like a kid again, because, yeah, it's scripted, but it's entertaining. It's like Donald Trump. It's entertaining. And that, you know, compared to everything else out there, I just got to say, shout out to the pro wrestling world for keeping it going. Shout out to...
Yeah, all right. Anyway, dear Burger King, I work for the company that was completely apolitical, Zero rainbow flags, DEI trainings, etc. I know for a fact that the CEO is a hardcore capitalist that hates socialists. So imagine my shock when a couple days ago the company announced that they signed up for some kind of diversity charter, NGO-run communist cancer cell, whose website is full of all the typical red flags you can think of, from white men bad to ESG reports. I talked about it with my colleagues, and they seem to just laugh it off. They think it's just an empty gesture to attract the investors, and there's no reason to panic. How do I explain to them how dangerous that is? I've always appreciated my company culture, full of the darkest humor possible, and thought of some BSHR initiatives make me want to look for another job immediately. His name is Alex. Well, Alex, I wish I had something. I wish I had something helpful and useful for you. But the best I can do for you is this. We all go through this. Every person, except for the communists who are hate listening, and screw them, every person listening to this is an anti-communist by now. And we all go through the same thing. I want you to know I go through the same thing in my own personal life. Don't think just because I have a world famous radio show, Chris. Don't think just because I have a show or something like that, that I've magically figured out how to wake up all the normie norms around me. I'm trying. I try to explain. I try to explain in ways that are less than obnoxious, although I'm not always successful in that. But my eternal frustration is what you just described, and I have come to the conclusion that our efforts are worthwhile and we shouldn't stop, and that they will work one day, but they are never, our efforts are never going to work as fast as we want them to work. Your coworkers, they're not bad people. The ones who are laughing off all this stuff, they're not bad people. They're normie norms. They don't get involved. They don't know the issues. They don't know what's going on. To try to explain to them how this is the communist foot in the door that will eventually ruin your work environment, they would think that you were a nutball by the time you were done expanding on that for 10 minutes. There's nothing you can do to wake up normie norm and make him realize that what we're witnessing is a communist revolution, a takeover of our country, and it's taking place at the HR level of many corporations in this country. There is this ingrained cultural Marxist way of thinking that society is made up of oppressors and oppressed people. It's a very communist way of thinking. That's why it's communism. And that way of thinking will eventually, that's why I call diversity the death of everything. It eventually will kill everything. And when you lay out to normie norm, what I just laid out, he rolls his eyes. Or even if he takes you seriously, because you'll run into this a lot too, at least I do. Even if he takes you seriously, he respects you and he heard your opinion and he takes you seriously, he still kind of doesn't want to bother with it. He just, oh, okay, that sounds really bad. Dang, okay. But he doesn't want to do anything about it. He certainly doesn't want to say anything. He doesn't want to rock the boat. Human nature is to just kind of get along. I want things to be quiet. I want things to be peaceful. It's just to get along. And the communist has used that without end. What do we talk about all the time? His two tools he uses without end. He lies, and he thrives on the apathy of the people he's trying to destroy. It's so easy to sell that new HR program. No, no, no. What are you talking about? We're just going to talk about racism in America. What are you, a racist? You hate black people? Well, no, of course. You better not hate black people. So come on, and we'll just sit down and we'll find out how to be anti-racist. Because if you're not anti-racist, you must be racist, right? That's how they get you over and over and over again. Well, not you. You see it. Normie Norm doesn't. And it drives you bonkers. All right. 877-377-4373. We have somebody getting off his butt and getting involved. And we have Harvard to talk about. Speaking of getting involved, everyone's talking about human trafficking now. I'm glad they are. I'm glad this is an issue that people are aware of. but it's something we have to do something about. Now, that makes us feel helpless, right? You're not working these cases. What can you do about it? You can support a Acervo project. The Acervo project is out there finding these victims and saving them. They're out there finding the criminals and making sure they are locked away for a very, very, very long time. They also have a tip line if you're being trafficked. They've heard it all. Reach out to them. Acervo is spelled A-S-S-E-R-V-O. TheAcervoProject.org. If you're being trafficked, reach out. If you suspect someone is, you don't even have to know. Go to TheAcervoProject.org and let them know. If you want them to come speak at an event or something like that, you can request that, and I would recommend it. Educate yourself and support them. $14 a month to save kids and bust scumbags. I'd say that's worth it, isn't it? TheAcervoProject.org. $14 a month. Go now.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, man. Phil Collins just gets the people going. I'm telling you right now. I figured out what I need to use for the drumsticks. The wife and I, well, it was her idea, not my friggin' idea. Okay, hold on. Let me rewind, because I know people are going to twist my words around. The wife decided she wanted to go to sushi with me and the boys the other day. Now, you know, I don't lower myself to eating fish, and I most definitely don't eat raw fish. That said, at sushi restaurants, they generally have some really good fried shrimp and some dumplings and stuff like that. So I can eat there. It's not going to be an everyday thing, but I can eat there. So went out for sushi to this place. Look, here's the truth. Chopsticks are the perfect air drum set. I didn't realize it till the boys were trying to act like they could control their chopsticks, which the boys, both of my sons, they control chopsticks like Michael J. Fox, and they act like that I'm the one who doesn't know what I'm doing. So I had to bust out the chopsticks and show them how to snip, snip, snippy with things like that. And as I'm pulling, you don't know how to work chopsticks, Chris? What is wrong? Michael can't do it either? Okay, Michael can't. Chris, you're so uncultured. Look, I'm trilingual now, so I'm going to start expanding on culture on a lot of things with you. There's nothing to it. You take one and you jam it down in that little crease between your thumb and your index finger. Why are you waving me off? I just started the instructions. Now, I know you watched several instructional videos because none of those were from the Oracle. Chris, just listen to me, all right? The Shogun is here. The Shogun is here to teach you. You take the stickies. You take one stick and one stick only. Any idiot can do this. You can. You take one stick and you put it, you jam it into the webbing between your thumb and your finger, all right? This stick never moves. It's a stationary stick. It just, you don't ever have to worry about it again. Even you can do that. It just sits right there. You take stick number two and you put it, I need another pendant. Hold on, I found one.
We're not live, are we, Chris?
That's all right. Anyway, you take stick number two and you stick it in your fingers like you're holding a pencil, like you're holding a pencil, and then you snip, snip, snippy from there. Understand? No, it's not wrong. Don't tell me it's wrong, pal. I've had chicken fried rice in Thailand. It's right. I'm telling you. Maxine Waters, she's also right.
It certainly has gotten politicized, and it's unfortunate because it's inevitable that everyone is going to have to participate in dealing with the environmental crisis, social activity, and of course, corporate governance. And so even if these attempts to deny or to delay are taking place in the final analysis...
When are we going to get some age limits for Congress? None of these people can even talk anymore. Maxine Waters can't even talk anymore. Joe Biden can't talk anymore. It's time for some limits out there. Now, want to get a good story? Want some good news? How about this one? He said, I took your advice. Jesse, I got a knock on my door by the chairman asking me to sit on my town's water and sewer board. I would have said no, but your berating us was in the back of my mind, and I said yes. Today I was interviewed and will be voted on by the town council on Tuesday. Board members welcomed me, so I'm pretty sure it will be a yes vote. So I will be an anti-communist in the deep state of our little town, and I blame Jesse Kelly. Keep it up. We are making a positive difference. We are. We are. All this stress you put into the 2024 election and Joe Biden and Trump or every D, and I've, oh, come on. Take back our communities. We can. All right? We can. Speaking of age limits, I guess I shouldn't get sidetracked here, but I've got to play this little tidbit from this Micah Brzezinski lady on MSNBC. She wants to know why Joe Biden's staffers are letting him fall down.
Yeah, I think his staff needs to own his age. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think they do a good job helping out the president. And I'm not talking about it like, I'm just saying, if you are managing a president's schedule, and you are managing a president getting on stage and getting off stage and doing getting on planes and getting off plane. And yes, he's 80. You need to be there for him and you need to make a pathway. And you sure as hell better make sure he doesn't fall on a sandbag. And I blame the staff for that. I mean, these are the things that are going to hurt him. These are things that are going to be played on a loop. Okay.
I have something controversial to say. I agree. Hey, listen, ideally, you don't have a president who poops in his pants in front of the Pope. Remember when he did that? Remember when Joe Biden went poopy in his pants in front of the Pope and they tried to cover it up? Ideally, you don't have a president who goes poopy. But since we do have a president that goes poopy, you as a staffer, you need to be aware that when the president meets somebody important, he might go poopy. And so... I know it's a little bit degrading, and it's not the job you always wanted coming up as a Democrat staffer. You need some baby wipes. You need to carry... No, hear me out, Chris. Listen, you need to carry along some baby wipes in case the president goes poopies. Now, when the president gets up to speak on stage, he also is crippled with dementia. You can tell when he walks, because he walks at all times like he did just go poopy, and maybe he did. That's why he does that focused robotic walk that all dementia patients get. Knowing that, you need to make sure his pathway is completely clear. In fact, he might fall on imaginary things, and you have to make sure those are even gone. And when he falls, he might go poopy. So you need to make sure you're doing extra things as Joe Biden's staffer. Do you have the baby wipes? Have you cleaned out the pathway?
I'm with Micah. This president needs some support. Tom in Tampa, go.
Yeah, Jesse, my point is this, all right? The AI comment, I believe that between AI and government-sponsored AI, and especially government-sponsored AI, it's going to end the republic. And I've got three specific reasons I say that. Personal experience in my own home. I just replaced AC in this home. I had never had this type of AC unit ever in my life. When I walk by it, it automatically comes on. But I'm calling my AC guy of 20-something years. And I'm saying, Brian, sometimes it will come on, sometimes it's not. And this guy is us, okay? If the sky is pink, purple with polka dots, if he says that, it is. He did my mother's, my late mother's, everybody's. All right, there's times it wouldn't come on. So I'm calling up Brian. I'm saying, Brian, what's wrong with it? He said, Tom, when I put it in the thing, I told you it learns from you. It actually learns from your habits. Like, I'm an actor. I'm a voiceover talent. I work out of my home. He said, there are times it will, times it won't. All right, second experience. You're not going to believe this. You're going to think I'm making this up. I swear to God, I'm not. I buy a garage door opener recently. I'm dealing with a company that I'll never deal with. I have this woman who's coming to see me. All of a sudden, another woman calls me up from the same company. No, I'm coming to see you. And I said, well, what happened to Rachel? That's her name. Well, she got tied up. So I got curious. She comes. She gives me the pitch, everything. And I said, you know, I'm just curious because she's like not a dime. She's a quarter. Okay. She's not a dime. She's a quarter. And I'm like, I'm just curious. So I look on Facebook and I look her up. And of course, not only is she a quarter, she's single. And I'm like, you know what? These guys are doing automated scheduling by because I'm a single dude. I've never married. I got a 4-2 pool.
Now, I'm going to explain something about what he was saying that's actually more accurate than he made it sound like. He made it sound like kind of a crazy person. He was just a little nervous, but he's not. There's something out there you should probably be aware of when it comes to even any online shopping, cars, garage doors, anything. Something I was just made aware of from one of my buddies who is still in RV sales. We will go over that, and then we will get into the white kids in Harvard and then headlines I didn't get to and everything else. Before we do that, I understand what I'm about to say is not going to apply to most people, but I also understand it is going to apply to some. I know that you know about preborn by now. We talk about preborn all the time. I want to remind you of a couple things. One, it is tax deductible. Two, we talk about that $28 to save a life, and I want you to keep giving that, please. But if you have the means to do so, again, tax deductible, give from your business, whatever, tax deductible, you can give a leadership gift to preborn. $5,000 runs preborn's entire network for 24 hours. That's 200 babies. $5,000, 200 lives. Think about it. If you would consider it, go to preborn.com/Jesse. If you can write that check, go ahead and do it. You'll feel good about it. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I almost forgot before I get to Harvard and headlines and these things. I almost forgot Joe Biden gave us a quick update today on NATO.
Soon NATO will be the 32nd freestanding, have free, 30 free, 32 freestanding members.
Doing great. Headline, study finds 43% of Harvard's white students are legacy, athletes, or related to donors or staff. Okay, this is coming up now since they ruled that, no, you're not allowed to just block out all the Asians because their grades are better. Now people are saying, well, what about the legacy people? What about all the people who only get in because dad went there, whatnot? Well, people ask me how I feel about this. I need to be clear. When it comes to fighting communists, I believe in whatever hurts them. That's what I believe. I believe and hurting communists and the communist cause any way I can. So if it would hurt Harvard for somebody to rule that Harvard's no longer allowed to let legacy kids in, then I support that. Whatever hurts Harvard the most, that's what I support. Those are my principles. That's where I stand. Maybe that sounds extreme to you. Well, that's anti-communism. That's understanding that the only way we get out of this is if these people are defeated. Jesse, dear Jesse, you mentioned that the percentage of people identifying as LGBTQ plus has doubled since 2010. I agree that this is being done on purpose, and I believe that they're accomplishing this largely by adding more letters to their community. What I don't understand is why the trans folks are lumped in with the lesbians, gays, and bisexual people when their identity has nothing to do with sexual preference. Most actual lesbian and gay people do not want to be associated with the various mental illnesses, so on and so forth. She says, please tell Freddie's a good boy for me, Kat. Well, I think that there's something that people on the right get wrong. And let me clarify. However you feel about the gay lesbian thing, that's fine. But we all have to be clear on something that's undeniable. The LGBTQ demon mob political activist group does not include every single LGBTQ person. It does not include that. It's the demon mob. It's the activist group that has declared war on you, declared war on family, declared war on faith, declared war on children. That doesn't mean everyone's lumped into that group. Even if you're one of these people who believe, no, marriage, man and a woman, so on and so forth, and I'm one of those people, right? But even if you're that person, marriage is a man and a woman, that doesn't mean you should be lumping all these people in with the communist front groups. That's not what we should do. We have to understand who is and who isn't our enemy. Our enemy are the activist groups. Those are our enemies. So the answer to your question, why do they get lumped in? Because they got lumped in with the other commie activists. That's why. They don't get lumped in with the people who just want to be left alone because they don't want to just be left alone. They want to destroy you, destroy me, destroy everything we love. Dear Dr. Election Oracle, if the current resident of 1600 is pushed aside for reasons of dotage? Chris, what's that word mean? Dotage? That means old person? Okay. Corruption or impeachable crimes and misdemeanors, what do they do with Kamala? Will they pull her aside and tell her she has no support, so on and so forth? And also, this was, all right, another person who thinks I should open up a burger chain. I'm not opening up a burger chain. I don't have time to start a restaurant. All right, anyway. If the system pushes Joe Biden out because they're worried about his ability to get reelected, they're not going to allow Dome to take over. They'll probably make her compete in a primary. It's not that I think Joe Biden's going to resign. I think Joe Biden's going to announce he's not running. That's very different from resigning. If Joe Biden resigns, then Dome becomes president. If Joe Biden announces he's not running, she stays vice president, and she has to choose whether or not she's going to jump into a primary. Now, even Dome, even this woman has to be aware she can't win a primary.
And I think the first part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. It's, first of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence. But ultimately what it is it's about machine.
Yeah, that woman can't win a primary. She didn't get any support last time. None. She had a wee little bump in the beginning because the media was obsessed with the fact a black woman was running. And then even that went away right off the bat. She doesn't have it. It's not happening. Even Dome should be that aware. I have maintained that I think the system will simply buy her off. It's not difficult. They have all these. How many times have we talked about all the endless nonprofits and think tanks and flat out corporations and things? How many soft places to land are there out there for these people? There's a lot of them. She's going to find one. They're going to find her one. All right. Now, let's do something. A 90-day challenge, a 90-day experiment. Do you want to sound like Ken Buck?
I want to thank you for leading an agency, as you mentioned in your opening statement, that protects Americans from foreign terrorists. That
Do you want to be somebody who thanks the FBI for abusing the American people? I know you don't. You need to get your testosterone levels up so you never turn into Ken Buck. And fellas, the way you need to do that is not with more injections. You need to take natural herbal supplements from Chalk. They have a male vitality stack. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Consider it a 90-day challenge. You don't want to be Ken Buck. You want to be the anti-Ken Buck. So go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off subscriptions, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Cancel your subscription at any time, but give me 90 days. 90 days and see how you feel, all right? All right, now.
And now.
Here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
New York town owes nearly $200,000 after firing a medical cannabis patient. I don't know about you, but to me that number seems kind of high. What, Chris? Inflation cooled to 3% annual rate in June. At least there's some good news out there. Granted, it's still over 18, but what are you going to do? Economists warn of coming recession due to this overlooked warning sign in the latest jobs report. Oh, well, thanks for ruining that right away. New meatless Burger King burger is literally just 20 slices of cheese. Why did we need the word literally? What did it add? It added nothing. We didn't need that word at all. Disney World hasn't felt this empty in years. Oh, I guess kids don't want to be around princesses that have beards. U.S. is on track to pay more than $1 trillion annually on the debt interest by the end of 2023. The interest on the debt annually is about to be $1 trillion. Woo! Buckle up. Going to be a bumpy ride. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.